Hello, nurse station.
Welcome to the Oncology Nurse On Call podcast. Please join me and Stephanie as we discuss oncology nurse navigation with Emily Beard. Emily currently serves as an oncology survivorship navigator at the Winship Cancer Institute at Emory University.
Honestly, you know, I thought I was going into nursing to become a midwife. That was kind of what I had thought, you know, when I was a nursing student that I would end up doing. And honestly, I think it was that relationship, those kinds of long-term relationships like you have with a provider that you're, you know, going to build your family, you know, with, that that it's that kind of a journey, you know. And I love that repetition. I love that connected. I love getting to know people's families and their, you know, their spouses and their parents and, you know, celebrating journeys with them. And now, I mean, it's really cool. I'm connected to a lot of patients now whose kids were little, you know, when they were diagnosed, and now I get to see them, you know, graduating and, you know, things that we talked about. Oh, I just, you know, I want to make it to make sure that they get through school, you know, and now those kids that they're, you know, that they were focused on, that was their horizon, was like, I want to get this baby graduated from high school.
Yeah,
well, well
yeah.
Then I'm like, well, now what's the next horizon? Cause you know, we got, now we're there, what's the next goal? And it's really gratifying to see people make it to those milestones and celebrate them. You know, it's an incredible gift.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that leads me to my next question. When you think about, you've been working very closely with patient advocacy groups, how did you get started on this important work and why is it so meaningful to you?
Thank you so much for asking this. It was neat for me to kind of, you know, I think just for me to have a chance to kind of think about the answer to that question. And it sort of just happened naturally, honestly. I think we're so fortunate in breast cancer to have organizations that have kind of risen to the occasion and come in to fill the needs of these individual groups that we've talked about. So the ones two that I'm really focused on and have been really involved in are Young Survival Coalition and Living Beyond Breast Cancer. And both of those organizations, I got started like helping with or working as a volunteer with advocacy because I use their resources. So I think YSC was early on, I had a patient who was diagnosed in her 20s. She was like 24, I think, when she was diagnosed. And she just felt so out of sync with everybody else in the cancer center. She was so much younger. And, you know, I started just kind of looking around for resources for young women. And I found this amazing organization that had started basically by women who were, you know, also diagnosed under the age of 30. And so I started reaching out. They had a wonderful support program and a social worker who sent me some, you know, at the time they were like boxes, resource boxes. And so I was able to give those to patients who were younger, like under 40 patients who are under age 40. And then just in talking with them over the years, they invited me to their conference and, you know, started going to some of their events and started meeting other folks. And then I was invited to speak at a conference. And then I was invited to facilitate breakout sessions at a conference. And so that's kind of how that started. I think, again, it goes back to relationships, you know, it goes back to making those connections and helping patients make those connections and you know, really recognizing again that no one of us can do this alone, that we have to, you know, be part of community. And then Living Beyond Breast Cancer, it was similar. I was able to take part in their Young Women's Survivorship series training. So I was trained as a facilitator to provide a survivorship education event, basically, at my cancer center. And they provide all the resources to provide an event for these women. And through doing that, I met other navigators, I met other speakers, other, you know, peers and experts. And then also it drove me to connect closer with my community. So we did a session on mindfulness and, you know, kind of complementary medicine. And so I kind of looked around and identified some resources within our community. So there was an acupuncturist, there was an oncology massage therapist. There was somebody that was focused on yoga, you know, specifically for sort of cancer and gentle kind of, you know, practice to help women who might have, physical limitations, still be able to have some of the benefits of yoga. So, it was a really cool opportunity for me to kind of stretch and reach out, and find, find those resources. So the advocacy sort of grew, and it's been a real win for me as a healthcare provider, because I can learn. Again, I'm always learning. So then I'm sort of connected to conferences and resources that are happening, and meeting other people who are doing this work as well on a national level. And I just had a really incredible experience with YSC. We had the Research Think Tank 2.0, which was a group of about 30 healthcare folks, and I was the only oncology nurse there. And we basically had a very high level strategy session and prioritization of the goals for the Young Survival Coalition as an organization, to really help them prioritize their research agenda for the next 10 years. So it was incredible, and I got to bring the voices of so many of my patients forward to help center the conversation around what's important to women who are younger than age 40 facing, breast cancer. And so, again, we talked about fertility, we talked about sexual side effects, we talked about, feeling like they have a voice in the planning of the treatment decisions, that they're centered in that conversation, that we have research that's focused on Black and Latina women, that we have equity as a sort of core principle in terms of, what we're looking at in terms of outcomes. And, just being able to kind of bring that forward with other people who are as passionate about these things as I am, it was just such an uplifting experience, and something that truly I felt so privileged to be a part of. So,
Wow, that's amazing.
yeah.
That's
So I
amazing.
just say, like, a lot of times I'll just say yes. Like, if someone asks you to do something, say yes, just do it. Like, it may scare you a little
Yes.
bit. It may feel a little just like you might be out of your comfort zone, but they're asking because they think you can. People don't ask you to do something that they're like not sure if you can maybe do. So, I think that's the thing about advocacy, is it takes a little bit of bravery, but it always pays off at the end of the day.
Well, and the fact that you love what you do, and it's apparent even in just how excited you're getting and just sharing this with us. When it's just a job, you will get burned out, you will be overwhelmed. But when you love what you do and people give you the privilege of being a part of something, it fills your tank just as much as it fills theirs. And so that actually leads
It's
me to my
so
last
true.
question. How do you sustain yourself? You're working with a population that you've seen the evolution of care. Some days can be great, and there can be some stories that really can emotionally cause distress. How do you keep yourself charged professionally as well as personally?
Yeah, this is a great question. I do often find people, when I tell them that I work in oncology, they always sort of, that don't work in oncology, if they're not in the field, they'll sort of look at me and they'll say, "Oh, isn't it sad? Aren't you overwhelmed with, grief? Isn't it really, really hard to work with people?" And of course, what we all know is that, we see a lot more hope and a lot more, resilience than we see suffering, honestly. And I do think that's part of it. I think that for me, it does come back to self-care. It comes back to, that oxygen mask, making sure that I'm well rested, that I've had enough water to drink, that I've been able to kind of give myself some time. And sometimes it's usually not enough, but just even just a quick lap around the block or down the driveway, or if I'm in the clinic, just a quick outside breath of fresh air to kind of just reset my batteries, I think is really important. I am a deeply sensitive person. Everybody around me will tell you, like, I cry at the drop of a hat. So, I think that makes me, the vulnerability that I can be true with patients, whether it's my true happiness for them or also my grief and my pain along with them, is something that I think helps to ground that deeply feeling, deeply emotional part of myself with people. It makes them feel that truth and that true connection. And that's kind of my way of being generally, but I also love to move my body. I love to dance. I was a dancer as a little girl and I got away from it in my teens. And when I turned 40, I came back to dance and I now take a weekly hip hop dance class. And it's a group of women that are just really a community. And so that has been a really wonderful outlet for me to literally dance it out. Like every week, I know that I can go and just let it all out. Nobody cares if we're good, if we stay with the music or not. We just have fun and we support each other. And it's kind of like I can be silly. I spend a lot of time, outside. I love to be in nature. I love to be in the garden. I have two really great kids who are hilarious and we laugh a lot. My husband is somebody I enjoy spending a lot of time with, and so we tend to have a lot of fun as a family, and so that's also a lot of what kind of gives me the juice in my batteries to kind of do this work and be present for people during some of the most difficult times is just that levity and ability to kind of not take things too seriously. I think it's a real gift, honestly, to have the perspective that we have to kind of not take things too seriously.
Sure.
And just put on a fun song and dance. It's good for the soul.
Hello, nursing patient.